Welcome back to Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Tuesday, July 8th, 2008. Hey, we're back.
After about 2 weeks.
Did you miss us?
Of being on vacation and not being able to do a show while we were kind of like, you got here and then I was getting ready to leave. And we had, we had like 38 hours in there where we could possibly squeeze the show. And we were trying to, but it just didn't
work out. Vacation overload.
And
boom.
Vacation was like, we got pate.
I don't know about you partied. I ran around and we did Liberty Tour 08.
Did Didi run you ragged again?
Dude, my feet bled.
You know what? I love your wife.
Yeah.
And I love taking vacations with her because she fits so much stuff into such a little amount of
time. Darn straight.
You guys don't like it. I was like, let's go.
Oh,
come on.
Dude, you're laying
power
on a bench.
Let's go.
You're laying on a bench saying, I'm not getting up. That's a quote.
Look,
tonight,
I was telling you guys, you guys can go. I'll wait for you guys right here. I was done.
This is in the Tower of London. Yeah. Tonight we begin our position by position analysis of fantasy football. We begin at the quarterback position.
Quarterbacks!
Mike Nazarek once again joins us from Fantasy Football Masterminds. And we got all that coming up for you right after this.
Championships.
Bringing fantasy football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. All right, people, here's the deal. Here is my goal this year for 2008 Fantasy Football in our Rants and Raves League.
Win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to win 3 out of the 6 that I play in.
What do you mean you're only going to play in 6 leagues?
That's how many I played in last year.
No, you played in 14.
No, but I'm talking about I only played
money
in 3.
Leagues?
No, I only played in 3 of the R&R leagues.
Oh,
Rants and Raves Network leagues.
But we're doing more than that this year. I thought we were like doubling the number
the number of leagues?
Well, we had too many people that couldn't fit in.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
What are you saying?
12 leagues. That's plenty.
I know. We're going 20.
Wow.
We had too many people that couldn't play.
Yes. Well, first come, first serve, right? Isn't that what we had?
That's what we had, and we probably shouldn't even be talking about this because what we did is for show donors on our NFL
But they
site,
don't know when. They don't know when.
They don't know when.
They don't know where to go. They don't know
what
to do.
They don't know the secret code.
That's right. Our show donors will first
get the first crack
as how to do it, and then it'll be us.
So
and
if you want to guarantee yourself a spot, you go out to NFLRNR.com and you hit the support the show tab and you get the nice little sound effect of
throw me a freaking bone here.
I was actually going to play
Mike
it
Myers.
Here. Mike
oh,
Myers.
If you have it.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
I love
and
that
and from there, you can just click on any one of the options and donate to the show a little bit. I mean, you could throw us 50 cents. You could throw us $5,000. We don't care. We don't. We don't make any demands. And
I must say, because we don't say thank you enough.
We don't.
To those of you who are giving us the monthly donations, and to those of you who have been very generous with lots of dinero, we thank you very, very much. We don't say thank you nearly enough to our listeners. We do receive some very nice donations from you guys.
And
all other kinds of donations, you know, Doc, who took us to a game last year.
How about, speaking of, we owe it to Nacho. Congratulations again. This is the year of the Spaniards.
Yes, Spain, because
they
won the
gosh,
Euro Cup.
Not just the Euro Club League, but the Wimbledon last
Rafael
weekend.
Nadal.
Did you see the Nadal match?
No, I did not.
It was.
I don't follow tennis unless Steven, it's wearing a little skirt, and
which
I do
is
like
worth it. When
and I do like
a
it.
Skirt.
You know, Venus beat Serena.
Yeah,
which hasn't happened in like
8 years.
A very long
5 years.
Time.
But here's the deal: the Rafael Nadal match,
yes.
Roger Federer match,
changing
was
the guard.
Honestly one of the most amazing sporting events of my lifetime.
I bet you I would beat his butt in Wii tennis. I mean, I have become a master at Wii tennis, man.
All righty,
and
then.
The way I spin the ball.
Yeah.
The
cut moves.
I make the little computer animated dudes that I play against. They're sweating
and they curse.
They're sweating beads.
Yeah,
and you can see the sweat beads fall off their head. And then whenever I slam it on them, they get the little cloud of
with the curse
anger.
Words, right? Yes. The little exclamation marks and the number sign and stuff.
I'm a boob. Let's you get are. The fantasy
no,
football.
No, we've got it. We've got to say,
baby.
No, for those who support the show, we got one of the ways that we say thank you is that we give them first crack. At
all
the
of the cool
RARN leagues.
See some of our cool stuff.
Yeah.
See some of our videos before anyone else gets to see them. And, yes, they get to join our leagues. Because last year when our leagues that you and I were both involved in.
They almost all filled up before we could open the door to anybody else.
That's true.
And that's the reason why I think we really need to up it.
We'll talk about it off air. That's off air. Right now we're going to have Mike Nazarek of Fantasy Football Mastermind join us. We're going to talk quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We're going to get his thoughts on what is going on with
the
number
gunslinger.
Number four. Let's just call him number four. And then we've got a new nickname for a quarterback out in Arizona, and we'll let you listen to that as well. Lots of good information. Mike and I differ on a couple of the quarterbacks in our top tens, and you'll be able to hear why we feel that way. And Jeff,
now, if everybody would put their hands on their iPods and reach out and feel the vibrations that come and emanate from Henderson, Nevada, you will feel
the Mastermind Edge.
Once again with us, we are very pleased to welcome from beautiful and hot Henderson, Nevada, but it's a dry heat, Mike Nazarek, president and fantasy football god extraordinaire of fantasyfootballmastermind.com. Michael, how are you?
Oh, doing great, guys. We had a great 4th of July here. It was about 112 degrees today. Extreme heat warnings, but it's supposed to get cooler this later this week, about 104 with a chance of a flash flood. So
flash flood.
Always lovely here this time of year.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Can you blow stuff up out there?
That's getting cooler, 104.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, that's what they keep saying. I tell you, when you're used to this 112, and I'm not getting used to it at all, but when you just walk out, it's like in an oven. An 8-degree drop is significant.
I guess. Now, mind you, can you blow stuff up out there, having just had the 4th of July? Can you, like, take a stick of dynamite and just, like, throw it?
No.
Okay.
You can't do that, but they did have some limited celebrations, and it was limited. They canceled a couple of events. But
why?
The station's casinos, just basically because of the extreme heat and the dryness and all. But
what's there to burn?
The station casinos did manage to have a show at 9:30 where they shut off, they synchronized between Red Rock Resort and Green Valley Ranch and a couple other places. And we were on the strip at the Palazzo and right across the street from the Treasure Island, TI, and they had the old pirate show. And at the end of the pirate show, they always had the fireworks that goes off, and that was about the extent of it. There wasn't anything else on the strip.
Then the Mirage Volcano was it. That was the highlight of the night then?
I had my own fireworks.
Yeah, Steven goes down to Juarez, Mexico.
That's where we go.
You didn't go to Juarez?
No.
And South Park, they had a great episode about the guys, the Vietnam vets going down to Mexico, all the way from Colorado just to get fireworks because they were banned in Colorado.
Well, they're not banned in Texas. You just can't pop them inside the city limits, so you got to drive a little outside of the city.
Around where your sister lives.
Yeah, and then you pop them out and you do your own show, which we did. And I'll show you the finale.
Dropped a few bills and...
Yeah, little too much.
Did you feel like you set $100 bills on fire at any point?
No.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's pretty cool. I'll show you a video. It's pretty cool.
I challenge anybody, encourage anybody to watch South Park episode where they banned fireworks. So what they did is they brought in the world's largest snake. Yeah. Remember the snakes that you light?
Yes.
They brought in one that was a half mile in diameter and then got a bunch of flamethrowers and lit it and basically went across the country and destroyed the nation.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Anyways,
the snakes. We don't do the snakes anymore.
No, yeah, they're kind of dumb.
But
if you get it a half mile wide, now it gets interesting.
But Mike, we're here to talk quarterbacks today, and pertaining to fantasy football, which quarterbacks we should look at, which quarterbacks are fighting for their lives to be a starter, and which quarterbacks
are going to be grabbed first,
and which quarterbacks to just avoid.
And which quarterbacks you might want to pick up in a late round as a bye week replacement.
And I'm just going to go out right now, people, and I'm going to tell you, number one.
Number one.
Tavares Jackson.
Tavares Jackson. There you go.
Get him.
Grab him in the first round if you have to.
All right.
Mike,
you're
with
your competitors on that, Steven, to go ahead and get Tavares.
Yeah, that's that was my goal this year. See, last year I gave out all my information.
Yeah, and we battled.
People used it against me.
And we didn't win everything.
And I had a struggle to get into the Super Bowl, and then I lost in the Super Bowl because the dude that I wanted to pick up was picked up by my competitor. So this year I'm just going to come out and say, take Tavares Jackson. He's going to be number one.
And my pick is Seneca Wallace, of course. He got 16 points last year.
Enough of the silliness. Enough of the silliness. What did we want to do first? Do we want to talk about quarterback battles? Do we want to talk about the potential of Brett Favre coming back?
Oh, Lord.
Or do we want to talk about your top 10 list?
You're going to make
that
us decide now?
That would be towards you.
You would be?
Naz.
Naz? Okay. Yeah, see, because he's not here.
I could give you my top 10 list. I mean, I just don't want to do the ESPN thing where it's Brett Favre 24 hours a day because that's all that they want to talk about.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
How about then we'll end with Brett Favre? Let's start with top 10. What I see here is amazingly in your first tier, you've only got one player. I'm a little shocked at that, but you want to explain that move?
I can explain it. Let me see if I've got you right, Mike, and then you put me in my place if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
This cat got nearly 100 points more than the next guy.
Last year.
Am I close? Am I on the right track, Mike?
Well, that was last year, but obviously you got to take, you know, past history into account, but you remember when Peyton Manning had his big record setting season, then he fell back to the pack.
I had him the next year, and it wasn't as exciting.
And I'll tell you, you know, even though that there is a clear delineation there in the tiers with only Tom Brady by himself, it's a lot closer than one would think. You know, we got to give Tom Brady his due and the way that the Patriots are stacked right now. And I'm telling you, maybe if Marvin Harrison shows the fact that he can run more than just a straight line pain-free, that's one of our big bits on our news page today was the fact that Tony Dungy came on NFL Live and talked about somebody other than Brett Favre. Talked about Marvin Harrison and said that at the last workout that they had, that Marvin was all smiles because he's running pain-free, you know, just running pain-free. But he wasn't doing running routes pain-free.
Cutting.
And, you know, so it's got to see whether his knee holds up or not. But, I mean, if you got a healthy Marvin Harrison in with Reggie Wayne and Dallas Clark and all, then I think that Peyton Manning does move a lot closer to Tom Brady than he does stick around with Tony Romo and Drew Brees.
Having been in Philadelphia and the Pennsylvania area in the last 2 weeks when we were on vacation, let me tell you this Marvin Harrison story is not going away. His little issues with the law up there in Pennsylvania, right, and North Penn, or North Philly, I should say. So that
they're
issue
still
is
investigating that, right?
Yeah, they are very, very active in that investigation. And although it looked like it might just slip under the radar and go away, it's not.
It's not going to go away.
The DA.
Well,
that was
also very interesting because Tony Dungy made a point on. They asked him about that too on ESPN, and he said that I've gotten assurances from the local police departments there that Marvin Harrison's not a suspect. But you know, him saying that and hearing that from the police department, how long ago was that? A lot of things can change when they start doing, you know, heavy investigating in that. Obviously,
yeah,
they haven't charged anybody yet, and somebody's eventually going to get charged. I mean, they just charged a second guy when the Javon Walker kidnapping, you know, incident today.
Covered that in the news.
In Las Vegas.
Covered that in the news, and we're very, very happy about that. We hope they find him and those guys and put them in their place. No one deserves what he got.
All right, so up at the top, Tom Brady, you say Peyton Manning maybe might move in there. Then you've got your second tier where you've got
Romeo.
Tony Romo and Drew Brees, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then it starts to get a little fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
So basically what we're saying, or what I'm saying anyways, if you don't have Brady, Manning, Romo, or Brees, good luck.
Well, you can say that, Steven, and I understand why you say that.
But I say Roethlisberger, Anderson, and
Man, Anderson ain't even going to be starting by gay week six.
By gay week six?
Yeah, gay week six.
They're going to have week six and the NFL is going to be gay week?
I'm sorry. By week. I was going to say.
Bye week?
I was going to say game six and then week six and then messed up.
Which is it? Bye week or gay week?
Anderson may not even be starting by week six. That's
all righty then.
So I don't even got Anderson in my top ten. I'm sorry to tell you, John.
But Roethlisberger, you got to realize and accept is
he could certainly
break in there and have a very, very respectable season, as potentially could Carson Palmer, just like any other. I mean,
well, it depends if Carson Palmer has wide receivers
anybody to throw to.
Yeah.
I agree.
Fortunately, on that front, I think things have gotten a little bit better. The latest mini camp, this happened about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. Chad Johnson showed up and he didn't want to practice, and then he kind of spouted off a little bit.
Only
and then,
catch
and Marvin
from
Lewis kind
Carson.
Of walked over to him and said, "Hey, are you gonna give? When are you gonna show me some love?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'll show you some love or whatever." And then he finally got on the field and started running some routes and catching some balls. And then by the end of the camp, they were like, "I think everything's okay, and you know we're going to be cool, and then people are going to be sorry that I showed up on the field." And said, "Oh, by the way, I'm going to get my ankle scoped." And he's done that, and it was something that's been bothering him for the past year. And he's already up running around, and he's supposed to be good to get ready to go by training camp. So, you know, I've currently got Carson Palmer at number seven. But, you know, Chad Johnson shows up in good health, and he's running the routes and everything. And TJ, you know, obviously he wants a new deal, but he's not made any noise about holding out or anything. I mean, obviously I think then Palmer just pops right up there close to the top five.
Okay.
Well, and how do you explain this? One of the top 10 quarterbacks from last year, according to ESPN standard scoring, was Kurt Warner. And that might segue us into the quarterback battles. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I think we got to finish out the top 10 before we get into those battles.
Well, he was there. That's what I'm saying is he was number 10 on ESPN's list. And we don't even know if Arizona wants him to be the guy.
Okay, let's finish off.
I think it's clear that they don't want him to be the guy. The question is Matt Leinart going? Can he be the guy?
No, he can't.
They want to give him a shot, and they're going to give him a shot in training camp, and obviously then in the preseason we're going to see what he's going to do. And I think it's going to have to take him falling on his face to get Kurt Warner back into a starting position on that team. And I think that could very well happen by week two or three.
In this show, we're calling him Bong Boy.
Bong Boy. And it's a beer bong, just to be clear.
Yeah, just to be clear, it's a beer bong. But
it's
still,
legal in all 50
well,
states.
Let's finish out Naz's here. He's finishing off the top 10. Five, he's got Roethlisberger, McNabb, Palmer. And then in the fourth tier, he's got 8, 9, and 10, Hasselbeck, Derek Anderson, and Mark Bulger.
Yeah,
I think people are kind of overlooking Mark Bulger there a little bit because
Bulger.
Was ravaged by injuries last year.
Yes,
and Bulger got knocked around himself, too. I mean, remember a couple of games he came
broken
out and didn't even know who he was. And then they kind of sat him down to get him right. I mean, they didn't have Orlando Pace in there for all but maybe the first game of the season, and had most of their offensive line was just a mess. And then Steven Jackson missed like 4 or 5 games himself for injuries. All those guys are healthy now. So if they get everything back together, I mean, that could be a very dynamite offense. Mark Bulger could be a steal in these fantasy drafts. You can get him in the 6th, 7th, 8th round sometimes.
Well, here's where I'm gonna differ with you. Two of the players in your top 10. I'm gonna knock out McNabb and Derek Anderson from your top 10, and I've actually in there. I've got David Garrard from Jacksonville. I think he's going to only improve from the season he had last year, where he made very little mistakes. And then I'm gonna put at number 10. I'm going to put John Kitna.
Yeah, you got it.
Detroit is still going to throw the ball.
Because they're still going to be losing.
They're going to be trailing a lot. And they still, you know, if Roy Williams comes back happy, he's still got some very, very nice weapons to get the ball to. So that's why I like Kitna at 10.
Well, we have to disqualify you, Steven, for about just Dominic McNabb, because we all know that you don't like Philadelphia quarterbacks. So.
It's not that I don't like Philadelphia quarterbacks. It's just that I know that this guy continuously gets hurt.
Hurt,
and I don't want anybody who's going to be hurt on my football team anymore. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with having the little red plus sign next to my quarterback's name. I'm tired of that. I don't want to monitor him week to week to week.
I prefer the P's and Q's for probable and questionable. I prefer those next to the names, yes.
So it's not that I don't like Philadelphia quarterbacks. I drafted him last year, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But what happened? He got hurt.
Now I know why you don't like him.
Yeah.
So there
he's got a grudge to bear.
But
so you're saying that if Tony Romo gets a hangnail and has like three or four bad games and they're not sure whether he's going to be able to continue to throw the ball, you're just never going to draft him ever again.
Romo's going to go out there and he's going to play hurt and he's going to play through it. And he's going to give me
two. Yeah, but the question is, can he be effective?
And he's going
to
give me
my Giants defense.
And he's going to give me two touchdowns every week.
Tony's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. You don't worry about Tony. Tony's going to be fine.
No, yeah, I don't know. It's not so much of being burned last year by McNabb. I think it's just that McNabb has shown a history over the last several seasons of getting hurt. And it doesn't matter how much he claims that he's 100%.
He's not getting younger.
He's not getting younger. And if he gets hurt again this season, it's plus, you know what? Corn on the cob is ready to take over.
Yeah, he is. And Brian Westbrook, I'm sorry, has got how many miles left on him before he gets all banged up again?
Oh, wait a minute, Jeff. You're going to pile on there, huh? You liked Westbrook earlier in the year on the show. Didn't you remember that? We were talking about that. Oh, Westbrook better than Peterson.
No, I'm just saying that these guys that are getting older and that have had injuries in recent years are going to be... Yeah, if I'm playing fantasy football, they are not going to be real high picks for me. If they fall to the late rounds, I got no problem taking them and snapping them up. Okay.
Well, that's fine. I mean, obviously they're not going to fall in the late round, but you do draft for value, and that's why I'll be happy to, you know, you take Romo in the second round, and I'll take McNabb in the seventh round, and I think I have a better deal there.
And if Bulger's there in the sixth round?
Early in the draft.
Anyway,
a couple things I did want to make a remark. I do like David Garrard. I have him number 12 right now. If he shows really good chemistry with Jerry Porter, the new receiver there, and if Troy Williams can hold on to anything, I don't know. I don't really care about Matt Jones. He's worthless. But they also got Reggie Williams there. He's a big play receiver for them. He could sneak into the top 10. I don't agree about John Kitna simply because they threw because it was Mike Martz last year. He's gone. They're going to be running first this year. I'm not too impressed with what they got. Tatum Bell I don't think is worth much. I mean, they got the rookie Smith that's come in. But until he proves himself, I tell you, I don't know. I might consider Kitten as a backup quarterback, but I literally wouldn't consider him as a starter.
Okay. What about VY? They've brought in some help for him to protect him, A, and to actually catch the ball, B.
Now, I've got him down at 16, so I would consider him as a backup.
Well, that's a few places higher than he finished last year.
Until he's proven himself to be able to throw more than, 14 or 11 touchdowns or whatever he threw, I'm not going to take a chance on that. Such an important position like a quarterback. There's only one of them on your fantasy team to start each week.
Yeah.
You got to show me something before I take a chance on you.
Okay, let's talk about somebody who was a stud considered, Jay Cutler, Denver.
Well, I think he's probably going to play a little bit better this year. He's, you know, according to him, the diabetes diagnosis, and I think that really affected him last year because he's running out of energy. Obviously, we have to watch and see what's going to happen with Brandon Marshall. I've always been a big fan of Brandon Marshall and all, but now things are surfacing saying that, well, he's got the girlfriend that's from Heck trying to get rid of him and suing him and everything, and then he's gotten ticketed a couple of times, and he's got the DUI pending charge. He's going to court that he might get suspended a game or two if he's convicted of that in September. So there's a little bit of concern there, but
arm.
They did sign a lot of guys over the offseason to, you know, boost the depth of the wide receiver core. So I think he's got a fair shot. That's why I've got him at number 11 right now.
Okay, very, very good. Now, let's switch over gears here to...
what about baby brother Manning? Where you got him?
Eli Manning, how can I not like him?
He's a Super Bowl champion, and you're the Giants guy.
That's right, but it took a four touchdown effort to get him 20 touchdown
Eli.
Passes in the season last year.
Remember
Troy Aikman for the Cowboys?
Yeah.
He's a great, great quarterback and leader, and he led the Cowboys to how many Super Bowls?
Three.
I'm sure you know the number, Steven, right?
Three.
Anyway, we always talked about him saying that he was a great quarterback on the field, but he was not a very good fantasy quarterback because he just wasn't putting up the numbers. And for the longest time, John Elway was just like that, too. And he started putting up his numbers late in his career, But for the longest time there, you know, you just can't – I don't think you can win when your quarterback's just throwing 18 touchdowns over the whole length of a season.
I agree with that.
And that's not what Kurt Warner did with the Arizona. He was just going on fire, throwing 3 and 4 touchdowns every week late last year, and that helped me win the title at SI.com. You got to pick and choose what type of quarterback, and Eli Manning is great for the Giants and for winning games, but – you know, he'll have his moments in fantasy football, but throwing 1-3 touchdown game and then going 1-1-1-0-1-2, it's just not good enough.
All right, well, just so you know that this isn't an NFC East bias kind of thing, I've got Eli Manning above Donovan McNabb on my list.
Wow.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see. We should revisit this coming to the end of the season.
We always pull these things out just to make fun of each other. But coming up now, we've got this.
This is going to be good.
The battlefield for the quarterback controversies.
Okay, quarterback.
Was it that big a reach?
Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield?
It's not Love is a Battlefield.
No,
well,
it is
Love is a Battlefield. But
that's the song you gave me.
But I gave you the lyrics of no promises, no demands.
This earns you this, Jeff.
Championship.
That's what you get.
Okay, I can get a championship
that's
you a back.
Big, that's a,
championship.
That's a big
so that's
reach,
back at you, okay?
I bet it's
awesome. I've got 40% of the teams in the NFL not really certain who is going to be starting at quarterback.
I would say that's about right. I got 13, 14 teams.
Okay, I got 12 that are pretty solid.
I got 13, 14 teams.
Let me take you through my 12, okay? So let's start in Carolina. Jake DeLome, Matt Moore. Naz, talk to us.
Well, obviously, the Panthers are hoping and praying, and so is Steve Smith, that Jake DeLome returns to health. You know, he had the Tommy John surgery, but he's been working out, and in the offseason minicamps, he was throwing before the team thought he was going to be able to throw. No problems at all. So his rehab is coming along smoothly. Obviously, we're going to see more of it when training camp comes. And if he can hold up and continue to recover, he should be able to be the starter there. Obviously, they do not want Matt Moore being their starter. They like him as a backup.
And a person.
That's one of the reasons why they said that they don't want, you know, Mr. Favre coming over there. But, you know, they clearly want Jake DeLome. I think they need a healthy Jake DeLome to be competitive.
There you go. I couldn't agree more. Steven, any comment there?
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Kansas City Chiefs, Brody Croyle or Damon Heward?
Well, I'll tell you, the Chiefs really want Brody Croyle to start showing some maturity
sure.
and better decision-making. They do not want to start Damon Heward there at all. And Brody, of course, is from Alabama, and that's where I lived for almost 30 years. I saw him play, and he was making better decisions as an Alabama quarterback, but the game moves a little bit faster in the NFL. So
everything
again,
moves faster than it does in Alabama.
A situation where they're hoping that he matures and shows more promise in training camp, and then we'll go from there and see, you know, how he does.
Dude, he just ran right over my Alabama slam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everything moves faster than it does in Alabama.
Oh no, I know.
I've been to Alabama,
that's why
so I can
living
say
there
that.
Anymore. No, I love Alabama, but you know, that's another story for another day.
Yeah, you know, my favorite though is when I had to go to the restroom and I pull into the filling station. The guy says, "Oh, turtle dumb baby down, don't be back." And I said, "Excuse me?" And I played it the tape back in my mind several times. And then I just broke it down phonetically. The turtle done be back done in the back. It was the toilets in the back.
Yeah,
that was the translation, and it was really quite a fascinating cross cultural experience for someone from Southern California. So, anyways, that's my Alabama story there for you. That's Kansas City Chiefs with Brody Croyle. Really, they're hoping over Damon Heward. And now let's jump up to Buffalo, where we got JP Lossman and Trent Edwards.
That's Trent Edwards' team.
That's what
it sure
I think.
Is.
It's Trent Edwards' team and JP Lossman. Is all but being shown the door.
I think
he's accepted the
backup role.
The backup role.
Well,
for
they've shown him the backup role. They haven't shown him the door. He wants to be traded or released, and
he wants
said,
to start.
No, we know what you can do. That you can come in and fill in a game or two.
Yeah.
And that's what we need from our backup. And you're under contract. And by golly, you're going to stay on our team. And he's accepted that role because they're not releasing him, and they're not going to trade him. So
and as we all know, backup quarterbacks are really, really good for one or two games, and then they show their true colors and their backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, but we should be expecting
Gus Frat that. Yeah.
You what?
Ask Gus.
Remember Gus Frat? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We should be expecting Trent Edwards to be the starting day quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
But you're right.
Barring injury, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. He had a 5-5 record with him in there as a team. 7 TDs, 8 INTs, and I expect him to go up from there for no other reason than he's a Stanford guy, which makes him smart. SMRT. The Washington Redskins. We got Jason Campbell versus Todd Vodka Collins.
That's Campbell's team.
Yeah, I would say that too. But is Jim Zorn kind of like
Zorn?
Jim Zorn, he's the new coach.
Yeah, I know. I just can't get over that.
I can't get over it too. The lefty with he's the lefty quarterback for Seattle. Now
Jim
becoming a coach.
Zorn.
But I believe that he has said, although I think we know that it's Campbell's team, Jim Zorn is saying there's going to be a little bit of quarterback competition here in training camp. And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Collins has the whatever it takes.
Well, you remember Collins performed very well last year when Campbell went down.
Big time.
And in the offseason, he was a free agent. So when they re-signed him, they kind of probably had to say, well, listen, we'll kind of get you a little bit of a competition going there. And it's another situation where if Jason Campbell plays the way he can in the preseason and in a training camp, performs that's going to be his team. And Collins will be the backup. And, you know, maybe another year or two, then he'll get another chance to go somewhere else.
I mean, that's all he does is he backs up. So Arizona Cardinals, we got Matt Leinart, Kurt Warner shoot out there. Warner, beer bong. Not Warner. Sorry, Leinart. Let's get the beer bong in the right hands here.
Matt Bong Boy Leinart.
Matt Beer Bong Boy Leinart. That's hard to say. And Kurt Toe the Party Line Warner. That's what we're going to call him. And in the 5 games before breaking his collarbone, Matt Leinart failed to play anywhere near a franchise quarterback level. He had a 53.6 completion percentage.
Beer bong.
I
tell you, it kind of puzzles me here. I guess that they invest so much money with Leinart in terms of the young quarterback with the big contract and all, but the way he's not performed and the way that Kurt Warner really played last year late, just tearing it up. And I mean, he's got great chemistry and, with both Bolden and Fitzgerald there. And I think that if I was the head coach, I'd make it an open competition. And whoever performs the best, each giving them a half, rotate the halves in the preseason games and make a decision by the third week and install the starter there. But they've gone on record saying that Leinart's our guy. But,
I think that's a huge mistake.
Flat on his face, he could be in big trouble.
Beer bong.
He is. And you know what, Steven, I'm gonna jump on the beer bong thing because are you saying that that kind of encapsulates the essence of the man?
Yes.
Okay. So it's
he's
not
a Hollywood
it's not
party
just a,
guy type of guy.
He got his
who
big
is
check.
Not going to yeah. Who is not going to put in the time and the effort that a quarterback of the National Football League needs to put in to successfully lead
that almost
team.
Sounds like a rave. I mean, like a rant.
It was a rant.
Yeah. That almost sounded like a real rant. It's been so long since we've done rants.
I have yet to see him do that, and I'm not sure Matt Leinart is willing to put in that kind of effort and that kind of determination and the kind of hours that a quarterback in the National Football League needs to put in to successfully lead the Arizona Cardinals. I'm interested in seeing what he could prove me wrong this year, but I still haven't seen
it. You know, it'd be a fun thing to show up at his house right now and say, we've got a stopwatch, and we're going to ask you for something, Matt. And the stopwatch is going to go at the end of the question. Find your playbook. Click. How long would it take him to find his playbook?
That's a good question.
You know what?
I don't know. Does he keep it near the beer bong?
Well, okay, which can you find
faster? If he does,
faster?
He'll know exactly where it is. It'll take you 3 seconds.
Which can you find faster, a pair of girls' underwear or your playbook?
Oh,
go.
That's a good one.
And I honestly wonder, Steven, we saw this his last year at USC, which was really not that impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, he was surrounded by unbelievable talent,
yep.
But he was at every stinking party. The only class he was taking was ballroom dancing.
Every man.
Why he hasn't been on Dancing with the Stars is beyond me. ABC's missing a huge opportunity because he's a good-looking guy.
Right.
I don't know what ABC's doing. But
all right.
Kurt Warner's 36. No way.
No.
Is this breaking news? I'm breaking news. Breaking news. Warren Sapp, yes.
No way.
The producers asked Jason Taylor which of his retired NFL buddies would be great to be on the show, good personality and light on his feet, and unequivocally Jason Taylor said Warren Sapp.
Light on whose feet? Man. He would break people's feet if he got on them.
I feel sorry for the poor girl that has to dance with him.
And I've got advice for her. Steel-toed shoes.
All right, Arizona, Matt Leinart. Okay,
I'm sorry. We're getting off on tangents.
They want Leinart to be the guy, but Warner.
I don't think he is. And I think Arizona is in a heap of trouble because Kurt Warner's 36.
Next team.
San Francisco.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but no. I think you do have to question the guy's judgment because he should have been thinking, wait a minute, should I be standing here smiling and in front of this camera holding up this beer bong?
Yeah.
Or should I be going, oh my gosh, don't take my picture right now because this will get back to my
exactly.
Billion-dollar team that's paying me multi-millions of dollars.
Exactly. Or the picture where he's pretending to do something to the champagne bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both of those pictures, he should have been like, what in the world am I doing?
You know what? This is a really bad. And I've made some bad judgments when inebriated.
There's no pictures of me like that, I'll tell you that.
There's no pictures of me inebriated, Stephen. None. And there has been opportunity. You do. Did you actually take any that night?
But that's all right. That's a different story.
Okay.
Next
San Francisco 49ers, Alex Smith or Sean Hill?
Ooh, I want to hear what Nass has to say about this because I know that they
Alex Smith battled the injury bug all last year, but the games he did play in were really bad.
They were really bad, but the 49ers are still behind Alex Smith. They're going to give him the first primary shot at winning the job this summer. I mean, they haven't exactly come out and said that, well, Smith's our guy, but they did make sure that they locked up Sean Hill there, and so they've got some good competition going there. It's going to be interesting to see how Alex Smith develops with Mike Martz on the team now, because you're going to be throwing left, right, up the middle, and everything. And so Alex Smith's going to have to learn a lot, showing a lot, and mature a lot, and also obviously stay healthy. Hopefully that shoulder is healthy here. He's got the edge going into camp. It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. I got him down as one of my sleepers, so he's going to obviously be in a system that is going to favor high-scoring fantasy points, but think of the 49ers offense last year, and it was just terrible.
All right, I've got a question for you. How is Alex Smith's relationship with Nolan? Have they buried the hatchet? They had the little run-in last year with is he really hurt? And the coach called him out.
Yeah. So they buried the hatchet.
And somebody's back.
Mike Nolan did push him, but he wasn't aware of all the facts at that time, that his shoulder was as hurt as it was. And by the end of the season, when they put him on the shelf, that they knew that situation there. And he said, listen, I want you to, concentrate on getting healthy. You're still the guy we want to lead the team. We're going to give you, the first crack at it. And, so far in the offseason, the work that he's done, it's been impressive. It's been more impressive than Sean Hill at this point. So, everything looks good in terms of that, and we'll see how it goes. Obviously, things could change, if he starts struggling or Sean Hill starts playing better in preseason. But right now, it's, on paper, at least, it's Alex Smith's team.
Alex Smith's team. All right,
Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Boy, we haven't heard this conversation before.
No,
Grossman or Orton? Grossman or Orton?
How about neither?
C, none of the above.
Yeah, how about Brett Favre?
Brett Favre.
Ooh, yeah. Not the Favre again.
I'm sorry. I am too. There was that, 8-year period that I was a Packers fan after the Rams left L.A., and I can't even let you say that without smacking somebody. And you're lucky that you're in Henderson, Nevada. So, Steven, you just...
Sorry.
I gotta hit somebody.
Why are we still talking about this?
Because it's an annual rite of passage. It's how we know where we are.
Rex Grossman is good for one game out of every four, and then he makes horrible decisions in three of the other four games. He's going to single-handedly lose them at least four or five games this year.
But do
they haven't
done
anything to improve the situation, because Kyle Orton, I think, has shown that he's a good backup. He's not starting material, quarterback material.
But
I
Naz.
I think
you
even
know,
getting Dante Culpepper at this point would have been a move forward.
Naz, the question is, do you know which of the 1-4 games he might be good at? Because if you can figure that out, you might be onto something.
You're going to play him in whenever.
Yes, those are the games you play him in, man.
Well, I really do believe the Chicago Bears have been completely boneheaded this offseason. Didn't go after a quarterback in the draft.
Idiot.
Still haven't made a move going after a free agent quarterback. Still haven't discussed anything about any possible trades for
the
a quarterback
Bears
anywhere.
Are who we thought they were.
There you go.
And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Only people crowning them is they're crowning them as asses.
There you go.
They're not crowning their ass.
So you agree
that
there?
That team is going to struggle to win six games this year.
Oh yeah.
Do you see Grossman as the leading candidate to, or we
it's
just
probably,
it's off in the
it's
air?
Probably Grossman.
Flip a coin?
Probably flip a coin.
Flip a Grossman.
So my advice right
heads
now
wins, tails
to everyone out there in the world, don't even, as a matter of fact, when you're making your cheat sheet for quarterbacks,
delete.
Don't even put a Chicago Bear quarterback
delete.
On the list. Don't do it.
Guys, I'm looking at my cheat sheet, Mastermind cheat sheet, and it ranks 1 through 30 and only gets top 30 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
There's not a Chicago
there
quarterback.
You go, baby.
So you can just forget about it.
My question is, do you have multiple quarterbacks anywhere? Like, you know, one team has two quarterbacks, and you have – so above Grossman and above Orton would be a number two quarterback.
For another team.
I think either Grossman's 31 or 32. And then, I mean, the backup quarterbacks are, like, Kurt Warner actually is below Grossman right now, probably in the rank, because we haven't gone in training camp yet.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen with beer bong there, you know? And, so I try to at least rank who I appear is going to be the starter. Like, you know, right now we've got Kyle Bowler at 30, although we've been hearing very good things about Troy Smith. So, I mean, in the first week of training camp, we should be able to begin to see what's going to be going on there. If they don't trade for you-know-who we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey, next.
Okay, next up we got the Miami Dolphins, and you've got a threesome here.
Ooh.
Josh McCown, John Beck, or Chad Henne?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like, you know, Elizabeth Brinkley and...
That's
Shannon,
my other
Elizabeth.
Quarterback. My other team that I don't have a quarterback in my top 30.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But right now it should be Josh McCown, who's probably going to end up winning that job unless...
Over Beck?
Yes, over Henne? Beck.
Over Henne.
I'm sorry.
But I tell you, it might only last one or two weeks, you know, how Mr. Parcells is
yes,
down there.
Yes, sirree, Bobby.
Yes, he's good. You know what, Parcells? He is going to be Sperano's puppet. He's going to be the puppet master with the string.
He'll be Al Davis East.
East. Al Davis East. There you go. All right, so Miami.
We're in the funny pants.
There, we're not.
Okay, well, let's go up the coast from Florida all the way up to the New York Jets who play in Jersey.
Kellen Clemens.
Chad Pennington.
Or Chad Pennington.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nas, take it away.
New guard, old guard. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, the team really wants Kellen Clemens to win that job. But unfortunately, Pennington's been more consistent. But neither of them really are even come close to the other New York quarterback, you know, the Giants, Eli Manning. So that's their primary problem. It's not quite as bad as the Chicago Bears situation.
Yes, it is. Dude, the fans, the Jets fans cheered when Pennington got injured.
They did.
Oh, I know.
Remember that? Because they were all excited about Kellen Clemens' era beginning.
That was not nice.
It wasn't.
And in how many games did Kellen Clemens win for the team last year?
Three. He went 3-4.
All right, Jeffrey.
So he had a couple of nice moments. Now the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers or Brian Brohm or Brett Favre.
Well, the right now that team's clearly Aaron Rodgers' team, and that's who Ted Thompson wants to be the quarterback. And I know that Mike McCarthy, obviously,
he's
I think
planning
he
on
would
it.
Like Aaron Rodgers,
he's put a lot of time into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
Brian Bromis is just strictly drafted for the to be the backup.
Okay, I agree completely. Now, Hmnumba's. By the way, Hmnumba has declared bankruptcy.
Yes, Hmnumba. That is Mike Vick, for those of you who don't follow the
I'm
NFL
sorry.
Show.
Yes.
Hmnumba. It's,
and that is an acronym for He Who Must Not Be Named.
Hmnumba, He Who Must Not Be Named. His team, Arizona, I mean
the
Atlanta
Falcons, has Chris Redman, Joey Harrington, and Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Well, I tell you, it's not going to be Joey Harrington.
Well, he's proven over
the
years
be the number three.
That he is a career service quarterback. You know, he's one of those guys in baseball that we talk about as 4A players. Too good for Triple A, not good enough for the starters, for the big leagues, you know. And that's Joey Harrington, you know. So which means you make the practice squad, you carry clipboards, and you get paid pretty well to do it. So you can't be really complaining.
I wouldn't mind having his job.
Nice pension plan. So finally, on my top 12 list, I have the Baltimore Ravens with Kyle Bowler and Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Flacco has been making a bit of noise there in Baltimore, having just come from the Baltimore and larger D.C. District of Columbia area. They like him, and apparently he's been tearing it up in mini camps, and this guy is not a morning guy, and he's up at 5:45 in the morning. He's the first guy on the field, last guy off the field, and he's working his tail off.
You know, if you pronounce his name in Spanish, it's Flaco, which means skinny. Joe Skinny, that's what I'm going to call him this year.
Well, you guys also, they've got a third quarterback there, Troy Smith. I tell you, they really do not want Kyle Bowler as their starter at all this year. They'll only use him if there's an injury. But right now, the feeling there is that Troy Smith is probably going to win that starting job beginning the season. But obviously, Flacco is their quarterback to the future. And that's another situation where a certain other player might be traded down there and play a season and retire. And then you might see Mr. Flacco start.
All right, so Jeffrey, those are your 12 teams. I want to add three other teams to that list.
We would just want to make it an even 50% of the teams are struggling with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
All right,
and those three teams that are struggling. The next thing is you got to ask the Cleveland Browns: are they sure Derek Anderson's guy? Because they've got Brady Quinn sitting here over the side that they're
holding
paying
the clipboard,
an awful lot of money. Naz, you want to say anything about that
clipboard
situation?
Made of gold?
Yeah, they also paid Mr. Anderson quite a bit of money
to
at least have him for the next year or two. So right now they're saying there's no quarterback controversy at all. It's clearly Derek Anderson's team. And so he would just basically have to have a major injury in the preseason for Quinn to start during the first month of the season. So we'll see what happens. I mean, was he just a fluke last year? I don't know. I mean, he seemed to play well for most of the season. I don't know if he can
struggle
continue that way. I've got him right number 9 right now, but I'm kind of staying away from him in my drafts as my fantasy starter. But, you know, right now that they paid the man, and so they saying Derek Anderson is our quarterback this year.
Remember, Steven, no, but none of these guys, when they come in their first year, have played this many games and have played it at this level. And by the end of the season, you're beaten up, you're fatigued, and the idea is that the next season you're going to be a little stronger, you're going to be a little stronger.
At the beginning of the season when he was really hot, nobody knew who he was.
Okay.
Nobody had any tape.
How do you defend him?
How do you defend him? What is he through? What is his strength? What is his weakness? And now everybody's got a whole season of tape on this guy. Plus, the Cleveland Browns are going to play a very tough schedule.
Yes, they
are. I think it is the toughest, one of the top three toughest schedules in the league this year. So we got to check on that. Another team, Jeffrey, Minnesota Vikings. Tavares Jackson, Gus Frerotte. We know that right now
it's Tavares'
team. But Naz, what do you see there?
Well, it's Tavares' team right now.
But if he struggles early, do we look for Frerotte to come in?
Why?
On how early. If you're talking in the training camp and a certain other player has come out of retirement.
Brett Favre.
Enough with the Brett Favre.
We're not ESPN. We want to talk about football.
I doubt the Green Bay Packers would trade Mr. Favre
to the North.
Chicago or Minnesota. They
want
out. If they're going to trade him, they'll probably trade him to Baltimore, some other team in the AFC.
Get him in the AFC. Yeah.
Okay.
So they don't have to deal with
that. Makes perfect sense. Then they don't have to. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So there you go. That was Minnesota and Cleveland. And we talked about Carolina. You did mention Carolina.
Oh, yeah. We led with Carolina, actually.
Then my only other team, which I'm a little question. There's some questions there, is the Houston Texans. Because they've got the Schaub, but they've also got Sage Rosenfeld. And although it's definitely going to be
Sage Rosenfeld.
That's right.
Time.
And it's definitely going to be Schaub's team, but can he remain healthy? And is there going to be any kind of battles between Schaub and Rosenfeld in the training camp?
Yeah. Well, that's Schaub's team. And like you say, that they know what they've got in Sage. And, you know, the Minnesota Vikings, who we just talked about, they tried to do everything they could in order to get Sage in trade. And the Texans were, I think, smart enough to say, no, we know that if Schaub goes down to injury again, that Sage can come in there and play starting type quarterback caliber play like a starting quarterback, and he's proven with the players that they've got on the team that he can be successful and throw. What was that one? Was it the one game where he threw like four touchdowns in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was four touchdowns. The last game of the season.
Yeah, so I'd be very happy if I was them to have both those guys starting. And obviously, they want Matt Schaub to be the man. They've made a trade, you know, for him a year ago from Atlanta, and who probably wishes they had him back. You know, they've got everything lined up there now. They've got Andre Johnson, of course, is the all-world. He's, you know, hopefully they want to keep him healthy throughout the season. Kevin Walter on the other side, Jacoby Jones, and Andre Davis is a great return man, can also play wide receiver. And they also signed Chris Brown. So, I mean, the whole team has got potential written all over it, and they should compete for a playoff spot here if Schaub can stay healthy.
Okay, and one final team that I'm going to throw out there, just because they've got like 85 quarterbacks on their roster.
Yeah,
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
It's quarterback central. They should open a mall, you know, an outlet
John
store.
Gruden likes to collect quarterbacks.
He does.
And, you know, that's another possible landing spot for you-know-who. Jeff Garcia is going to be the guy there. Okay. You know,
but they've got Greasy now, right? And they still have Sims. They haven't
the
released him.
No, Sims, they still got his spleen and him.
Chris Sims really not part of the team, but they don't want to let him go. I think it's gotten a little personal there, but you know, they signed him and they didn't play him at all, and then they quickly put him on the IR last year and he got paid, but he wasn't even part of the team and he wants to let go. He didn't go to any of the off-season functions. You know, and he badmouthed the organization and John Gruden, and I think he did that to try and get released, and it didn't work. I think they're just kind of punishing him because it's funny, they released Bruce Gradkowski, who I believe was picked up by the Rams.
He rocked.
Yes.
So they got one less guy, and they also settled with Jake Plummer. You know, they settled the grievance. So he's going to stay retired. So basically it's Garcia with Greasy buying him, and then you got Sims in reserve. They also got Luke McCown, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's another guy that they've got, you know, so yeah. And Gruden likes to collect quarterbacks, but I think right now, even though Garcia is not very happy with his contract, they might end up getting something done in that area. And he said, well, even if it doesn't get done, I don't think he's going to hold out, and he'll play this year and then make a decision at the end of the year to see what happens.
So there you go, okay. Jeff. That is 16 teams. That's half the league. 50%.
Half the league. And I have said it before, and I'll say it again, this is the weakest era I have ever seen in the realm of quarterbacking in the NFL. Well, you're experiencing it firsthand right now.
I'll take the top four guys.
Well, no duh. It's not like there's not gold out there. It's that the fall off from the gold is very rapid.
Gold is good.
And very far.
Okay.
So lastly, give us a sleeper. Give us somebody we can pick up in the 12th round, 13th round.
Ooh. Okay.
I was asking Naz to do it. He's the mastermind.
Yes,
I thought,
mastermind.
You know. Speak to us, Mr. Mastermind.
12th or 13th round? Let's see. Well, most of your backup quarterbacks are probably going to go in round 9, 10, 11. Would you're talking like Jake DeLome, Matt Schaub, Jeff Garcia, guys like that. Probably Jason Campbell might slide a little bit later. You know, Alex Smith is in such a good system now with the 49ers. They got Ike Bruce over there now who knows that system inside and out, and Brian Johnson. They've got a lot of potential weapons finally on offense. And Frank Gore is going to be interesting to see if he becomes the next Marshall Faulk there. I think he's not going to quite see as many passes, but he's going to be more involved in the offense. And so if he can stay healthy and they can get the system going, and if Alex Smith's shoulder comes around, you know, I mean, you can be able to get him dirt cheap, probably maybe even as a number three quarterback on your team. And, you know, he might have starting potential down the road.
Frank Gore?
Alex Smith.
Oh, I
thought not the Tampa Bay Buck tight end either. I'm talking about the 49er quarterback.
Frank Gore. Who the hell is that?
The okay. running back. The running
okay,
back.
Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah.
So,
I think that this is he's definitely not going to be taken early, and he won't be taken in the minute. He's going to go late, and if he's still available, 13, 14, 15 down there, and you want to take a third quarterback just to take a flyer, I think Matt Ryan is going to do some great things in Atlanta. He's most likely not going to start the season. But if he does, watch out. He's just going to learn. And later on in the year, when you need someone to fill in for a week because your starting quarterback has a bye, Matt Ryan might be able to slide on in and get you some good points. That's what I'm looking at.
And for me personally, I was thinking San Francisco as well.
Yeah, Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Alex Smith is a good one.
Yeah, but I'm going to, you know what? Do not forget Jake Delhomme and what he's done. But that's not a sleeper. That's
no,
going to be.
He is a sleeper, but see, he's a well-known sleeper, and you know what he can do when he's healthy.
Right.
So when you say sleeper with Jake Delhomme, that's okay if you want to try and get him as a backup quarterback.
Here's my third one that may slip that far. Patrick Ramsey in Denver, just, you know, anybody could be successful in that system. And if Jay Cutler becomes Big Mistake Jay, then, you know,
it
could happen.
Hurt.
Or he gets hurt or something. You got some good weapons. You got a good system there, and he could put up some numbers.
Well, I followed Ramsey when he was with the Redskins. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate your support
yeah,
and love.
No, I got your back, dog.
I'm just talking about the 37th round.
Okay, well, late. You're saying late. Like late. A late, late super flyer.
I'm just talking super fly.
All right.
Super fly.
There you go.
I'm talking about somebody near the end as a third quarterback, just in
How
case.
About Kerry Collins of Tennessee?
Why not?
I mean, you know, if VY goes down.
Why not?
Hey, you know what could be interesting? I'm sorry, I'm getting a little off topic here, Naz. But my understanding is that Brett Favre's already been signed to be on the cover of Madden. And now he comes back. And on week one,
he gets
a broken rib and is out for the season. And the Madden
curse. And then his streak, remember, his streak would be ruined.
Yes. And the Madden curse lives.
Oh, yes. Wait, that deserves something.
That might be the biggest reason for him to stay retired, because he would be walking right into the Madden curse.
That's good. That's good stuff right there. All right, anything else you want to say about quarterbacks? We've gone through the whole lot of them there.
We have. Otherwise,
not that I can think of, but I got a couple things I want to hit about the site and all.
Yeah,
we'll
please do.
Okay.
Remember, this is Mike Nazarek of Fantasy Football Mastermind. You can check him out at www.ffmastermind.com. Lots of great content, and I'm going to try and hit him for some of it myself.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm just kidding. Mike, go ahead. Tell us about the site, buddy.
And tell us what you got going on as far as sales, because our people love to get a bargain.
I'll get to that very shortly here. I just wanted to let everyone know that things, now that the 4th of July holiday is over, you know, I know that the All-Star Game's coming up here, but things are starting to heat up in terms of how we're going, moving towards training camps, and they're going to be opening here in 2 weeks. And so we kind of take it to another level on our website. And obviously, the first cut of our guide was released last month. We're working
Thank
on
you for getting that out before my vacation. It was fantastic
right.
reading
Thank
on the plane.
Thank you very much. Yes, you're very welcome for that. I'm glad I gave you plenty of reading material on that. And we've added about 4 or 5 new articles. We're going to be adding more articles to the guide. We're going to be adding more player profiles and adjusting the rankings and all. This is due for a second release next Friday, which would be July 18th. And in addition to the great stuff that we do in the guide and all, we're starting to participate in more mock drafts and real expert leagues and such. And one of the oldest expert leagues online right now that's just starting to draft, and it's a slow draft, so it's online and all. And I'm making my picks as I come up, and I'm giving a lot of pick analysis to the subscribers of the guide.
Now,
it's the FF Webmasters. It's a 14-team standard performance league, no points per reception. So, you know, there's a lot of running backs that go early here. And I was drafting out of the number 10 hole. Today, and we just started the draft here, and we waited until about 10 before you guys called me, and I made the first pick was LJ, Kansas City, in the number 10 hole. Now, it is 14 teams, and before I made my pick, there was only one other position player that was drafted other than a running back.
Wow.
So this is something that you can really learn a lot from. Because
and just for our listeners, was that, in fact, Tom Brady?
No, it wasn't.
Really?
It was Randy Moss.
Interesting. Yep. Went wide receiver. Okay. Very, very
interesting.
Two picks
before me at number eight, Randy Moss went. And, you know, and I think there is a little bit of drop-off after a couple players that go right after my pick of LJ there. And so it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. Every time I make a pick, I'm going to be adding my pick analysis. The other big news is I want to let everybody know is that our premium mock draft, which includes our staff, and a couple of loyal subscribers and some of the winners of our Masters Vegas League, as well as...
Someone really cool.
Mr. Jeff over here.
Yeah!
He's going to be participating in our premium mock draft, and this sucker's going to be on our forums.
Yeah,
it's
baby.
We're going to be on our subscriber forums, so that means you have to subscribe to the guide and all. It's going to be cool. We're going to start it next week, and it's going to be... it's probably going to take about a week to 2 weeks to finish. Everybody's going to make their picks live online and on the forums as their pick comes up and provide their pick analysis. And so everybody will be able to make fun of my team and make fun of Jeff's team and everybody else's team.
That's what they're going to say about mine.
Premium mock draft, and it's another cool thing. But the big thing, of course, the news here is that we did this last year for your listeners. And so I wanted to make sure that we did it again for this year for your listeners, a special Rants and Raves discount for people that want to save bucks on the Pro Bowl and Super Bowl packages. Those are our two primary packages on our website. Super Bowl is everything we got, including Perry Burr's great extra rookie madness draft kit and such.
Hey, everybody loves Perry.
Yeah. No, normally $59.95. If you use the following code, which is F for fantasy, RR for R&R, and SB, that'll get you 12% off the Super Bowl package. Once again, the code is FRRSB. And we're going to have an equal 12% discount code for our Pro Bowl package, which is all of our services except all the extra rookie stuff that Perry does. But I think, personally, that's too good to pass up. But the code for that is FRRPB, as in Pro Bowl. So, you know, this is only going to be offered here till the end of the month, only to the end of July, just until training camps start getting underway.
30 days has September, April, June, and November.
I wanted to make sure that a lot of people that thought about us last year or just found the podcast this year, you know, want to feel that they're getting in, and they're getting in early, a little bit early, so they get a little discount here, and, you know, welcome them to the team. And you get to see me and Jeff draft, and, you know, we keep adding to our guide. Our guide's already going to be over 300 pages. It's going to be pushing 500 by the time September rolls around. And then we get in the weekly newsletters and go from there. It's a lot of fun.
It really is, and it's a good site, and it's great information.
All right, once again, that's www.ffmastermind.com. We're here with Mike Nazarek, and we've just gone over what we feel the quarterbacks are going to do this year from fantasy football. And yes, we should quickly wrap it up with the news that has been all over ESPN. The possibility of Brett Favre, number 4, returning and playing again this year. Some people put it as high as 85% that he will return and play again this year. Mike, what do you know?
We're too stupid.
Well, the people over at ESPN are saying 50-50. I think that Brett Favre is really sitting down and really giving it a hard thought right now. I'm sure that his body is saying, hey, I'm ready to play. Let's play. You know, ready to been throwing out there with the high schoolers like he normally does this time of year. He's got about 10 days to really think hard about this. He's already text messaged Ted Thompson, who replied and said, I'm on vacation. We'll talk about it later. Mike McCarthy, you know, would support him coming back, but none of these guys have gone out of the way to go down and talk to Brett and go, Brett, man, please come back. We need you. You know, basically, I think he's learned from this message what's the lack of really desire from them to bring him back, that the Packers really want to move on. And
they must.
Probably prefer that he stay retired. And so it's going to be up to him as to, you know, if the desire is there. And he's also got to think about how this is going to affect the team and what kind of position they're going to put that he's putting them in. Because he's got all the power. One little letter from his agent, and all of a sudden they have to take him off the retired list, make him an active player, and then they have to decide, what are we going to do? Start him? Are we going to make him a $12 million backup? We're going to release him, or we're going to trade him? And I don't think that there's going to be any way that they're going to release him, or they're going to sit him as a backup. So either he's going to come back, and they're either going to put him back as a starter, or they're going to end up trading him. And, you know, I love Brett Favre. I drafted him so many times in my leagues, and he's won me so many championships and all.
Over the last 2 decades.
That's right. But for the constant waffling back and forth, I hate to say this, it's probably better for the team and probably better for Brett, too, if he just kind of relaxes and thinks about this and said, listen, I've done everything I could. I've got all these records. I will got my title. Now, you know, he didn't get the title recently, and he came real close last year. But there's no guarantee. This is the reason, one of the reasons why he retired in the first place. There's no guarantee that I'm going to get back to where I was. And if I get back and then don't win it again, that's even worse. So, you know, I think he just needs to relax and kind of maybe let the team go and move on and, you know, and enjoy his post-career life.
I don't think he has a post-career life, and I think that's the problem.
You might be right in that in that regard.
And,
I mean,
and
I
it's really really ticking me off, I must say. I mean, this is I could not rant on this long enough. I have these comments from Bill Parcells.
We're too stupid.
And I've got this from Napoleon Dynamite.
Freaking idiot.
I've got lots of quotes that just basically say what I'm thinking, which is just, Brett, how selfish can you be? Did he pick up the phone and call Aaron Rodgers? And say, by the way, Mr. Man, I know I've just kind of jerked you around the last couple seasons, and I know you'd like to have a nice NFL career, but I'm going to jerk you around once more. How many times can a guy expect to have his career put on hold? Just because you're going to the Hall of Fame, just because you are one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, just because you've done things that no other human being has done, does not give you the right to hold somebody's career hostage and to hold a guy by the testicles and an entire organization and an entire city that owns a franchise. This is not one millionaire or billionaire that owns this team. It's the entire area of Wisconsin that he is holding hostage and is preventing them from moving on and taking the steps necessary to rebuild themselves as a franchise.
I agree with you, but ask anybody in Wisconsin, they say they would love to have Brett back.
And take that $12 million hit against their salary cap.
There you go. All right.
Well, I think, you know, the other thing to say about poor Aaron Rodgers, and I've got a feel for him, too. He's still working on that rookie contract, and it calls basically for him to be paid about $600,000 this year with a realistic shot, if he's starting for the team, to make another $2.2 million. So if Brett Favre comes out of retirement and makes a start and all, you could just take $2.2 million right out of Aaron Rodgers' pocket.
And thank you.
I don't think that's fair for a guy that's sat on the bench for 2 years.
All right. Well, that's it. Brett Favre possibly coming back. I'm sure a lot of eyes, especially in the NFC North, are going to be watching what he is going to be doing.
Remember, there's no I in team, but there's so many eyes in Brett Favre. We want to thank Mike Nazarek for his time. It is getting late here, and we know that you're constantly writing and updating your guides. We want to thank you for the discount codes. That number 12 of 12% off is not arbitrary, is it?
Well, yeah, we've just finished our 12th year online. We're
there
starting
you go.
Our 13th this year, so it's been quite a while, and it's been a great ride. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to another year of fantasy football, and we're just now getting started. I mean, guys, the training camps haven't even started yet, and we got about, six to 7 months of
we just
pure fantasy. Just, I mean, just everything. I mean, heaven, you know, for the coming up.
Heaven. We just, Naz, we just today received our media credentials for Cowboys training camp.
Woohoo!
Yeah, oh, wow. Baby. So we will be on the field at the press conferences.
Beautiful Oxnard.
Talking to the players. So we will give you information from Cowboys camp.
Yeah. On the
field
there.
I'll take it any way I get it, guys. That's crazy.
We know that about you.
You are a busy bee.
All right. Once again, thank you, Mike Nazarek from Fantasy Football Mastermind. Check him out, www.ffmastermind.com. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Take care, guys.
So there you have it, Jeffrey. It is all about quarterbacks right now. I'll tell you what.
What?
I'm getting one of those top four guys.
Yeah, which means are you going to take him in the first round?
Second round.
Okay, well, what if you draft in the 12th spot?
I'm sure to get one.
Then you're sure to get one. Right. But I'm just saying, I mean, what if there's a run on him early?
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt those four quarterbacks will go in the first round.
Because we're doing running back by committees.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible that quarterbacks and wide receivers are going to start moving up the charts faster.
Not in the first round.
Though. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All
I'm saying is that you may be a problem. If you pick first, you may not get one of those guys.
Yeah.
If you have the number one pick, you have to take LT. You may not get one of those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But if you're picking in the middle spot, if you're picking 4, 5, 6, there's a very good chance that one of those four guys will come around.
So you'll have a balanced
team. Yes, you'll have a balanced team.
Instead of possibly the best running back out there if he doesn't get injured.
Right.
And then you can have a good quarterback as well. Well, it's 13 days, 6 hours, 10 minutes, and 24 seconds till training camp's open.
Training camp, baby!
And with that,
this has been Steven Miranda
and Jeff Ellis
for Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Good night.